mention this a little bit about some of the issues they face in their home life, people who are waste collectors?
See, I don't think there's very different home life than anybody else. You know, there is definitely, when you look at domestic violence, definitely it is there. But it's there even in upper income. So violence cut across income, education, all those levels. So to that extent, yes. What major challenges they have is to sustain children's interest in education. On the domestic side, because most of these children are first generation learners, and it's not possible for parents to sit and teach them, right? So the children have to be self-motivated, or groups like us should support them in doing something about providing them that support. Other than that, I don't think this sector has any specific thing that is different from other families. And like any other slum dweller, housing is an issue and continues to be an issue. Access to credit when needed is also a challenge. And health.
Yeah.
Health is an issue. So that is what we are pushing even the government to look at their profession rather than their income level to provide the services, the social security services. That's what we are trying to push it, and I think we'll be successful soon.
Because in Pune, the municipal council pay for health insurance, do they? For the workers, yeah. And recognizing the workers. Okay.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. So in Pune, what happened, there was a study which was done with the help of ILO support, where it showed that there is a huge reduction in the solid waste management budget because of their contribution. So when that was shown as a research, using scientific research, and we said, hey, if they are reducing what you're going to give for the premium for the insurance, it's very small, why don't you do it? So that is how they agreed and they started doing it. And definitely improving the condition of their work helps, there's no question. When income is better, everything else they can afford. I mean, can be better. I can't say they can't afford everything, but maybe better health care, better schooling system, access to school or higher education, all that kind of thing. And of course, the public PDS system, that's public distribution system of food, grains, is another issue that all slum dwellers face, and they do. So I would say even within the slum community, they were in the outskirts, because even within them, most of the places in India, waste collectors are from the Dalit family, that is untouchable, originally called untouchable, that they are Dalit families. And there are some evidences, there are some non-Dalits getting into this profession when it's professionalized in door-to-door collection. But as it is done in most of the places, today it's Dalit. So even within the slum, they are in the outskirts. I would say they used to be, but now the estate prices have gone so much, the market has made the difference in where they live today. Still fringes of the society, but maybe may not be absolutely excluded. Whether they support each other, see, one of the things what happens, if the big colony of soap waste picker, there comes a lot of scrap dealers, you know. So for them to sort it and sell it in that own area, it becomes easier. And at this point of time, even those scrap dealers do exploit waste pickers, they look at it as a resource for money in emergency. They look at them as somebody who can support them, because there is no other formal institution which they can access to. So to that extent, if they are in one community, for the trade itself may be useful for them. And socially, if they all come from the same community,